how to use your expertise to illustrate. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 134. And today, what I'd like to talk about is how we can use our particular expertise to illustrate things. When we're talking, we're giving a sermon, a lesson of some kind, there are areas of our lives where we have expertise, we have skills, gifts, experiences, which are unique to us, or at least pretty unique, or at least certainly perhaps unique in our circle, our sphere of influence, and are we using them to the best advantage? I was reminded of this thought by watching Alex Clegg preach on Sunday. He's a young man, preached for the first time down in Lower Early for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, and you can see his sermon online if you want to look at the Thames Valley Churches of Christ YouTube channel or go to the website, tvcoc.org. It wasn't the first time he preached, but it was the first time I'd heard him preach in the context of a Sunday sermon. And it was his first time preaching in that particular location, and he's a young chap, not had a lot of experience, and he did a super job, I must say, for such a young man. Very much admire what he said and the way he said it, and in particular how he introduced his talk. You see, what he did is this. Alex has a degree in maths from Bristol University. He is a very bright chap and very good, obviously, at maths. And how he began his talk was this. He put up a slide, and on the slide it said 2 equals 1, numeral 2, the symbol equals, and then 1. And he asked us if we thought that was true or not. And he claimed that it was true and that he could prove it was true. And then he took us through some algebra. Now, of course, at that point, a significant proportion of the audience groaned, at least inwardly, if not outwardly, because the last time I did any serious algebra, I was probably 16. And I've forgotten, I think, just about all of it, including the principles. And I began to feel a little bit overwhelmed. I'm not going to follow this. But of course, the way Alex explained it and did it on screen with PowerPoint slides actually helped to make his point. And his point was that sometimes we make things more complicated than we need to, and we get to the wrong conclusion. And he demonstrated how 2 could equal 1. And then he went back through it and showed us the mistakes that had been made. And he asked for a bit of interaction with the audience, which is very helpful because there are one or two people who know a bit of maths amongst us. And he pointed out how he had deliberately gone wrong. And of course, 2 doesn't really equal 1. At least, I don't think so. I hope not. Or I and the rest of us are in a lot of trouble. But this idea of him using something in which he has expertise to make a point, in this case, not to overcomplicate matters, was actually a really good one. And it made me think about whether I use my areas of expertise enough in my public speaking. So I am a musician in my main part of my background. Do I use enough musical illustrations? Am I afraid, and I think I am sometimes, of confusing people or not taking people with me? Because of course I have a lot more training and understanding of the technical side of music than most people. And this gets in the way of me perhaps using some aspects of musicianship that might be useful to illustrate biblical concepts or things to do with life. There's so much to do with music. There's the history of all the biographies of composers, and they're fascinating. Musical forms like rondo or sonata form that can be incorporated into illustrating musical ideas, theological ideas, things in the Bible and stories. There's the whole area of performance, the theory of performance and the practice of performance. There's the whole issue to do with, if you're learning a musical instrument, practice and what the discipline does, what it's like to be in a lonely, on your own in a lonely room, in a soundproofed room for hours on end, practicing piano or singing or whatever you're doing, and some practical applications of that to other areas of spiritual disciplines, for example. The history of music, how it's developed from its earliest days through to what we have now. The different genres of music, from opera through to plain song. The effect of music on people, it seems to have an astonishing effect. The science of music, which is not so much one of my areas of expertise, but the physics and the maths behind it. The scriptural connections of music. There are 127 verses in the Bible that reference music specifically, not to mention many other allusions. Or we have passages like Ephesians, chapter 5, of course, which says this in verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Now, there's some theological issues there, but there's also a way of illustrating that. And I understand a lot about what it means to sing with all your heart. I understand what it means to some degree to sing with your all of yourself, your mind, your body, your soul. Singing is a sensory experience involving all of you, your mind, heart, soul, strength. I understand some things there because I've experienced it and I've studied it somewhat. Perhaps I could illustrate a passage like that better because of my musical background. There's passages like that that could be useful. Or let me give you a flavor of, say, from a different perspective, from Amos. So I've been talking about music, but what about people in the Bible that use their areas of expertise to make a point? Amos is an example. He was a shepherd, wasn't he? Amos 1 verse 1, the words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa. He uses his background in his prophecies. The pastures of the shepherds dry up and the top of Carmel withers, he says in verse 2 of chapter 1, or in verse 12 of chapter 3. As a shepherd rescues from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites living in Samaria be rescued with only the head of a bed and a piece of fabric from a couch, using his experience as being a shepherd. Or finally, in chapter 7, verse 14, Amos answered Amaziah, "I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees." He was aware of his background and it was relevant to what he was communicating. What about your background? What about your experiences? What about your gifts? What about your skills? Are you using them in your speaking and teaching? The key thing we need to, just to finish off here, to think about is whether our expertise will clarify or whether it will confuse. Alex did a good job on Sunday because he confused some of us for a short time, but the point he was making was clear to all. And so when you're using an area of expertise, keep it short. Don't dwell too long in the depths of your area of expertise or you will lose us. But if it's useful to clarify the main point, don't let it be your main point, but if it clarifies the main point of what you're saying, as it did with Alex on Sunday, then it could be a useful way of illustrating something that's important in the scriptures and in your lesson. So think about those things. I'd love to know what your areas of expertise are. If you were to ask me, I would say primarily music. There are some other things, but particularly that. What about for you? What would be your main area of expertise? In other words, an area of understanding in your life, of study in your life, of experience in your life that is beyond that of the normal church member, the normal member of the people that you would be speaking to. I'd love to know what that is, but I'd also love to know how you have used it effectively in the past or how you might plan to use it in the future. Or if this is a new idea for you, then why not use it in your next lesson and report back on how that went? I would love to know, and I'm sure many others would as well. So please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we learn in community. If you know anybody that could benefit from this, please pass the link on to them. Hit the like button and the subscribe button. Leave us a review for the podcast in iTunes. And until the next time, I do hope that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.